Cluck and Croon could be read as a reference to both influences of folk and jazz. The album is also a blending of the talents of Jamie Lynn and Dylan James. The pair of South Dakota musicians met while each were performing around the Black Hills.
As soon as we met, we realized that we both loved folk music and we both loved jazz.
I guess it felt also as if it was a kind of a fun juxtaposition.
And so an album taking those two genres together was perfect for us.
Jamie Lynn's last CD, Sodbusters, was critically acclaimed not only for her own songwriting and vocals, but also for resurrecting a number of old songs written on the Great Plains around the turn of the last century. In this album, Lynn extends those musical roots deeper with new renditions of old standards like Shady Grove.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say.
Dylan James is alongside Jamie Lynn on the album. James has played in various projects prior to this new endeavor, including the Black Hills band Fancy Creek Jumpers. That project included raucous, high-energy bluegrass. It made a big splash in the Black Hills music scene. James' picking helped shape this new project with Lynn as well. Most of this album was captured in the Homestake Opera House in Lead. Recording in the historic setting may have added to the feel of the album. Lynn and James are among few South Dakota songwriters who are good at creating new songs that sound old. Take this track, written by Jamie Lynn, titled My Ribbons.
What makes you so special, darling? Why hold life on your behalf?
Some of the songs that I wrote for this album, I was learning clawhammer style banjo at that time. So all of the songs that I was learning were old. They were 100 years old. So naturally, the songs that I was writing were definitely reflected that.
White sweet milk the town girls selling. We'll head on in by the cow.
While many of the tracks on the album have a rich studio sound, Lynn and James chose to leave others stripped down, like this one, titled Cluck Old Hen. The sound in this old standard tune lacks the shine of a glossy studio recording. Rather, Lynn and James chose to play live, around a single mic. The end result is a recording that's both raw and authentic. In choosing to record the song in this way, the duo transports the listener to a front porch, maybe sometime in the 1920s. A few chickens are pecking around in the front yard, and a hound dog is dozing nearby.
First time she cackled in the lot. Next time she cackled in the pot. My old hen, she won't do. She lays eggs and taters too. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since way last spring.
And I suppose we just really wanted to represent our love for old-timey, unpolished Appalachian music, I guess, you know?
We probably had the most fun recording that song, just because it was like we were just practicing a bunch until we happened to play it the way that we wanted to hear it on a recording. So that was a fun song to record.
Had a little chicken, she wouldn't lay an egg. Poured hot water up and down her leg. Little chicken holler, little chicken beg. Little chicken laid a hard-boiled egg. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since way last fall.
Cluck Old Hen is one of 12 songs on the upcoming CD Cluck and Croon. Lynn and James managed to stay rooted deep in the music history of rural America while also extending the genres into new realms. In this sense, they not only reflect the music history, but they also add to it. With any luck, the songs they've recorded here will be around for another 100 years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.
Ain't laid her neck.